The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:01 on ESPN 97.5. Del, I'm having a hard time with this Masters, picking my team. I'm just telling you right now, I'm having a hard time narrowing this field down. Are you guys excited tomorrow? The Masters?
I'm excited about the day for the par three. What quirky, wacky thing is going to happen? What kid is going to be carrying his dad's bag? Wife will be carrying? That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
The fun stuff.
How many holes in one?
Well, I'm not interested in that. Will there be a Lindsey Vonn scenario where some woman is dressed really nicely out on the course? Like the last time she was there with Tiger, like years ago. Remember she had that light blue number on or something?
Yeah.
And people are like, wow, look at Lindsey Vonn. Will we have one of those? Will Paulina Gretzky be out there carrying Dustin's bag?
No. Probably. Maybe.
I'm hearing the par three is canceled this year. Will just told me. That sucks.
Par three's canceled?
That's what he said.
Well, I don't want it. Then I'm not watching it.
I'm not watching
the tournament.
I don't know if I can
Will's
trust him.
Will's here today?
Yeah.
I got to break it down.
I don't
Will.
Know if I can trust him, but he said it's maybe canceled.
Why did they cancel the par three?
I don't know. I want to see that.
Jerks.
I want to see all that fun-loving stuff in golf where everyone's like, oh, look at that. The kids are out there. Dumb stuff.
Okay. This is not a soccer show. It's a golf show, everybody.
Well, if the par three is canceled, it's no longer a golf show. That's all I want to talk about.
Well, I thought you can't talk about golf because of your vaccine.
That's not real golf. I don't even want to.
You're allergic to it now.
I'm just talking about the weird, wacky stuff. Like, what player's wife will be out there? Will the kids be out there? Well, wow, that kid's a really good golfer. Imagine that. Maybe Jack does something weird or fun.
No, Jack doesn't do anything weird.
You sure?
No, Jack doesn't do weird stuff. That's Tiger.
Well, I'm not into it. I didn't say, like, weird sex stuff.
Oh.
I said weird.
Oh. Well, Tiger's not going to be there, by the way. I don't know if you heard.
I know
he's distraught.
He was bummed out about it.
He was bummed out about it.
Look, until you can explain how you got in that accident, he'd be bummed out at home.
Did the cops take one for him?
Yes, they did, but the cops didn't release why or how the accident occurred.
Doesn't that make it even weirder?
Yes, it does.
Why don't they just say?
If it was a simple, well, maybe he fell asleep or maybe
he was texting.
Or something, but they're not going to release it because they're doing Tiger a solid.
Yeah, it makes it worse, though.
It makes you
like
think
there's something
yeah. happened, yeah.
Maybe something creepy was going on while Tiger...
You think there was another person in the car? And that person just,
maybe he was looking at pictures and doing... I don't know what he was doing.
You think Tiger, on the way to talk to Drew Brees and Justin Herbert, was doing stuff with pictures in his car? That's a weird way to get ready for the morning.
Well, hey, are you putting that
angrily, after angrily squealing out of the parking lot, yeah. I'll show that guy.
I mean, honestly, do you put it past Tiger that he was looking at
stuff? I thought he was reformed, right?
Mm.
Okay. Let me ask you a quick question, John.
Mm.
Have you ever put a phone somewhere on your car on a long drive on like maybe headed to Louisiana on I-10 and maybe glanced at a TV show?
No, I've watched entire TV shows. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Glancing? What do you mean?
Glance. Watch. We watched series on the way to Louisiana. Are you kidding me? That's how we watched Breaking Bad, I think.
Well, that was a long series.
Yeah.
That can be a long trip.
Yeah.
When the traffic gets real bad, that can be a long trip.
Yeah, yeah. We watched, what was it, Giant? Not Giant.
Goliath.
Goliath.
Yeah.
Yeah. We watched Goliath on the way. Yeah, we watched an entire series on the way. Yes.
Are you just freely admitting to that, huh?
Well, yes. I mean, you can listen to the radio. Why can't you watch a television
show? It's a little different.
You go back and forth. You watch the road some.
Like, I'm not going to pretend like I have never done
that.
But I will say I've never watched an entire TV show.
What have you watched? A movie?
No. Maybe there's something on a clip of a YouTube thing I had going and I watched it and then I was done. That takes like 4 minutes. I don't think I took the 50-minute TV show.
But you're
show.
Not talking about a long... You're also talking about getting on a major thoroughfare that's out in the country and you're making a long drive.
Right.
You're not talking about heading over to Echo's here to get a Euro.
No. Can't.
Whoa! Stop.
No. It's, you're on cruise control and you're just sitting there and you're watching a college football game.
Have you watched a college football game on your phone on a Surface Street before?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. Probably not. I'm not gonna say no. I may be in the yes group there. Right. I don't know. Well, I probably am too.
Yeah.
To be honest, I probably am too. Let's get Flash in here. He's got some information on this soccer. Make sure people don't have to put money in an envelope today. Okay. What's going on, Flash?
Hey, I heard you talking about soccer, and I don't know jack about soccer, but I do know who Nigel Seeley is, and so I have a subscription to him, and he loves the German team today, Bayern Munich. Big play. And if you Google Nigel Seeley, you'll see he's pretty in the know over there in England somewhere.
All right.
That's my total input in soccer. I haven't talked to you since Bama won the Natty again, so roll freaking Tide.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Sorry, we missed that call.
It's amazing.
After they won the Natty again.
You know, I got a real problem with anyone Flash. Who says Natty.
Yeah.
It's like, stop it. You can call it the national title. You ain't got to say Natty.
No.
It's unnecessary.
How about the chip?
That's cooler than the Natty. Say we got the chip.
Yeah.
There's a certain segment of the population who says Natty. I ain't with it.
What? It's white.
You said that, not me.
it's Southern white.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. The Natty.
Who says that in a normal Flash. Conversation? Flash and people like Flash.
Yeah.
Love Flash. People love that guy, Flash.
No,
he's a long time Alabama fan.
People love him
because you don't ever win natties, Del.
Stop
and
it.
And he doesn't like it.
Stop saying natty.
Because he's LSU John.
Stop saying natty.
Yeah. See, Southern white.
Yeah, where's he from? Look at him.
Yeah.
Southern white and German.
And German. Oh, Lord.
All the questionable things.
Yeah. Oh, a poor. Wow. Germany lost to North Macedonia.
He wants to hold Germany accountable for something.
Finally, we're going to get on Germany's case because they lost a soccer game.
I think they've been held fairly accountable over the last 80 years.
Not by you.
If you'd like to go look historically at what happened, I think so.
All of a sudden, Germany needs to... To answer for their crimes, right, Lance?
Germany did has
didn't
nothing,
that, well, isn't that how the Second World War started? Because they were being held accountable for the First World War,
and they didn't like it.
Yeah, and they were none too pleased with it. Okay,
enough. That's
how the Second World War started. Now all of a sudden, we better not hold them. If another World War starts because they lost to North Macedonia in soccer, now we got a problem.
We better leave them alone.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah, you better.
All right. 713-780-3776 here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Boy, it's been a nice respite to not talk about Deshaun.
Don't bring what
for these segments.
Why did you bring him back?
Says the guy bringing up Deshaun.
No, I'm bringing up the fact that we haven't talked about him for a few segments here.
It's been fun, right?
Yeah, and it's actually it doesn't seem as heavy the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was a very heavy 8:30 to 9 something.
No,
thing.
It was more like 7:30 to 9.
Yeah, that's true. And it's not going to end. There's going to be something probably every day.
Are they talking about... I know that they did one segment on ESPN about him.
Yeah, it was...
Do you think other sports shows in other cities are talking about this?
Well, no, probably not as much.
Not as much, but...
Some of it, like I imagine when you get a name and a face, it becomes something you talk about. But how much they're leaning into it, probably not, because, I don't know, the Sixers played last night. So let's talk about our really good basketball team, and if you're in Philly. I don't know.
Or you talk? What are you talking about in New York?
Well,
The Knicks,
the Yankees, the Mets, and are the Jets taking Zach Wilson? Look, one of the problems with the Texans in this town is... We don't have a draft pick. There's no draft to talk about.
Yeah, right. That's all we got is Lance with his bad picks on his, well, what people think are bad picks on.
Yes.
On his mock.
Yes.
Right?
That's what we
now
have.
Now what we think.
And then we can roll our eyes every time the Dolphins pick is mentioned because it means that's really the Texans pick and they don't have anywhere. We're limited. We can talk about the Astros. The Astros went 5-1 on their road trip and are back home. They'll get a chance to beat up on the A's again. That's great.
And they're possibly the best team in baseball right now.
Yes. The bats are humming. We had a Carlos Correa
Sexy, big sexy moment.
Big sexy moment because he hit in the clutch again. That's good stuff. But you noticed when we talked about Deshaun, people had thoughts. When we talk about other things, apparently talking about soccer and Deshaun gets calls. That's been the thing today.
That's it. What Deshaun else? And soccer.
And now we...
Well, Astros Curtis. I think I know who this Curtis is. He breaks stuff at my house, actually. Astros Curtis, what's up? Yeah.
Can we stop talking about kickball and please talk about our first place Astros kicking ass?
That is true. Thank Big you. Sexy came up with the big hit yesterday. Well, you like Papi Chulo? Papi Chulo, Carlos Correa with the big hit. This is... No. Curtis comes over and he starts throwing glasses around my house.
You let a man break stuff in your
house? Yeah, in my house. My wife won't let him back.
I imagine she wouldn't.
She was like, that guy can't come back. He's too drunk and throwing stuff.
You have someone that's actually too drunk in your life?
Yeah, how about that? I'm condemning you for being drunk.
Curtis, you may have a problem.
Curtis does have a problem.
If Wendy Granado, who has dealt with a drunkard most of her adult life, can't have you in the home...
Yeah,
seek help, Curtis.
How about that? My wife has actually been married to me longer, at more than half of her life.
And all she's done professionally is continued to grow. She's overcome the yoke that is
and
you.
And look at her success.
Yeah.
People around me, look how successful they are, except Lance.
Well, okay. And me.
And you.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah. Your daughter, doctor.
Yeah.
Your other daughter works. Is she still working for a politician?
Yeah, she works for a congressman.
And JT's a man of the cloth, right?
Yeah.
Is that what his deal is?
Yeah, how about that?
I guess just...
How about everybody overcoming me?
At least the people you're related to have figured it out.
Right.
The people who you work with have not at all.
Not at all.
No.
I mean, Lance has to fill up envelopes with money. That's where his life is. Okay?
Get envelopes, too.
I don't. That's all I see is you filling them up.
Don't leave that part out.
I know. That's all I see is filling them up.
Currently, the only evidence we see is you filling up an envelope.
Yeah, and this brisket that's like a giant rain cloud. Okay, just soaking everyone with its juices.
I didn't bring it up.
Haters are in full force today.
No,
Why are y'all?
I didn't bring up your brisket.
I'm just talking about your brisket. How wet ass brisket?
Looking at the massage website for the girl who came out and accused Deshaun publicly.
What does her website look like?
Well, we'll talk about it during the break.
We can't talk about it on the air. Oh,
well, it's break time.
10:14 ESPN. Yes, it is. It's time to be a champion. That's what it's time to be. It's time for you to stop paying more for your electricity. Got my bill? It's unbelievable. It is simply unbelievable. I love Champion Energy, and you'll love Champion Energy too. Just, you know what? We go 68 every night. That's how cool we go in the house. And yet, whatever. Oh, you're going to charge me? Whatever. Okay. I'm not worried about my bill. I spit on it, right, Del? That's how disrespectful I am to my bill. What I need you to do is go to champion.energy/1560 and save like I do. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
10:17 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Because when Lance last left you, Lance was looking at the page of one of the accusers.
Yeah.
Yeah, her
massage page.
Her massage page.
It's still open. Her Instagram is still open. I mean, like, you can see. You can't comment.
Yeah, we had talked about whether or not they would scrub it from the...
She has a business. I don't think she wants her business to go away. She's a licensed massage therapist. It's real. Her business is real. But she does have an Instagram page. But that doesn't make her an Instagram massage... Like, you know, it's not like an Instagram model. Like, just because you have your business on Instagram, it's an easy way to promote your business, right?
It's a great way to promote
Facebook,
your business.
Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that how people are advertising now? It's
yes.
A free advertisement for you.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what people do. Just because... Now, she walks a lot on people. I saw that.
Well, there's one video. But yeah. She's got, and kickboxes, she's got her whole little thing going up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, she, well.
She's going to take, yeah, it's, yeah. She it's going to be a rough, it's going to be a bumpy ride for anyone who comes forth. But so that's, she's pretty brave for putting her name out there, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. And, well, she obviously can defend herself, though, right? So does that, because she is a kickboxer, does that hurt her cause in any way?
No.
Well, she's
not a kickboxer. She's just, it's just her workout she's doing.
Oh. But no,
yeah,
no.
She's definitely not a kickboxer if you see. It's just somebody's teaching her.
Oh, she's
and
just.
Maybe she started this after.
Oh, maybe that's true. I don't know when she started. But if she was a kickboxer and.
She was not then, a kickboxer.
Then she obviously could defend herself. That whole theory that we had about, you know, this much larger person.
Yeah. From what I saw, it looked like someone using that to stay in shape as opposed to, you know, getting ready for a fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, two women came forward yesterday, and Nike came forward as well and said it is suspending its relationship with Deshaun Watson. And I would have thought that would have happened a while ago.
It just lends credence to what you said, that now that there's a face and a name, it's a lot more difficult to, let's just wait for things to play out. You can wait for things to play out by announcing that you're maybe not cutting ties, but you're suspending ties. Now that there's a face to this and two names to it, it's easier not to do that when it's just paperwork.
Yeah. It's much easier now that you saw their tearful response to Deshaun Watson, how how it has affected them. Whether you believe it or not is another story. And I don't know. I for whatever reason now, like Charles James, I wouldn't do this if I were you.
I mean,
this is the Sox guy, right?
Yeah, former Texan.
Yeah, former Texan Charles James. Who?
What's Charles James got to lose?
Well, I mean, but. What he's got to lose is he can be canceled. He'll get canceled on social media.
Well, true.
Charles James came forward and said, now that I've seen the press conferences, Deshaun is innocent.
What?
How did what was said yesterday in any way, shape, or form
convince you
of his innocence?
He didn't believe Deshaun. Look, the question of whether Deshaun is guilty of these things is still in question for the people who are on the outside looking in. But he wasn't one who was straddling the fence beforehand. He was on Deshaun's side before.
Yeah.
So what? I don't think anything that could have been done other than Deshaun walking in there and saying I did it was going to change Charles James's mind.
Yeah. I repose the question. Like, what is it going to be like in that locker room if, in fact, Deshaun does come back?
You mean for players?
For players. Well, I mean, Charles, you know, of course they're going to have their guys back. But at home, are their wives going to have? Are they going to? Can they publicly? Like, Charles James publicly coming out. Who was the wide receiver, the Falcons wide receiver that came out?
Roddy White.
Roddy White came
These
out.
These are all guys who don't currently have NFL jobs.
Like, yes.
We have not heard from a Texan player.
No. And
I mean, Titus Howard retweeted David Mulugeta, then that's the extent of it.
Yeah.
And that was early on in the process. We haven't heard from him, at least not that I have seen, since when it went from 1 to 22.
Behind the scenes, they can all, hey, Deshaun, you're my guy. But can they come out? And now he may not be their guy. By the way, Team Easterby is alive and well in that locker room now. There's a lot of guys that have probably been vetted for their character. And I don't know if I know he's your teammate, but are you down with, if you believe in any way, shape, or form, what's going on here with the accusations of these women?
There may be some guys who aren't down with it, even if all Deshaun did was go get massages. Now that's, you might talk about moral high ground type stuff as opposed to being against some alleged criminal activity, but some guys might be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, well,
what are you doing? All this stuff is just consensual things and it, quote unquote, a money grab. What are you doing?
I don't think you have to be a teammate or an athlete or anybody to say, Deshaun, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I think everybody is probably saying, Deshaun, what the hell are you doing?
But even if you take it away from this is really dumb. There are better ways to do this. There may be some guys like, I don't want to use the term pervert, but I don't want this guy There may be some guys like that. You know, there's the Christian. I mean, there are a lot of Christians in a lot of locker rooms, and there might be some guys who are very morally upfront about and upright and upstanding, and be like, you know what? What is this? I don't want to be associated with this. There could be some of that too.
Well, and especially if he's forcing himself on them.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm even excluding the whole illegality of it. There may be just some guys like, dude, what's with the whole, I got to get the massages because I want a sexual act performed on me. A lot of guys might not be about that, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then another development today was Jas Brooks, who said that she had given Deshaun 40 massages and nothing sexual had ever come of it. Well, apparently in her DMs, she says, man, I had to get away from Deshaun. Jas Brooks says that he was more than 130 times. I'm going to get the exact quote here. That she said that he was too many women involved here, and that she was hearing too many things about him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a problem. And this is a woman who had publicly come forward and said that she said, I hope nobody asked me about this stuff. And sure enough, she was asked about it.
And she sided with Deshaun, but her private conversations would say she knew something of his alleged activities. And was going to warn women she knew to stay away from him.
That is about as damning as it gets, because this allegedly she was, you know, somebody that was squarely behind Deshaun and came forward behind Deshaun.
This is the full direct message that Busby claims is associated with Jas Brooks. I told you I stopped working with Deshaun Watson. That's in brackets, because I was hearing too much stuff about him messing with other people. He's been doing a lot in the last 3 or 4 months. I even told his ass he needs to be careful because his name's getting around. I just hope nobody call me to question me. And Deshaun's side called her, and she gave a statement in support, except apparently Tony Busby had some receipts.
Who came up with that direct message from her?
Some woman she was, I guess another woman she was talking to.
I told you I stopped working with Deshaun because I was hearing too much stuff about him messing with other people. He'd been doing a lot in the last 3 or 4 months. I even told his ass he needed to be careful because his name's getting around. I just hope nobody call me to question me. Wow. So that was before, and since then she has gotten behind Deshaun Watson.
Yes. So remember.
So somebody, did call her. And she did vouch for him.
Yeah.
And yet she DM'd this before him.
Rusty Harden was using her as along with about 17 others, actually not about exactly 17, with her makes 18, to use them as a defense. And I guess, I don't know how big, large his legal team is. I guess there are some things you just can't vet all the way. And maybe the social media, maybe he's not up on social media. And I don't know. But Tony Busby was like, Remember, Rusty, you wanted to know wanted to have some identification. You wanted to know some of these accusers' names so you could vet them and kind of determine whether they're telling the truth or not. Well, you gave me a name of someone, and I've got information on them right here. So that kind of Rusty Harden identified some people for support of Deshaun, and it backfired on him.
This is an L for Rusty.
Yeah,
this is a big. I don't know how he's going to explain his way out of this one. He's that lawyer coming in and going, Jazz.
Yeah.
Jazz.
He's that guy. I asked you, did you tell me everything?
Is there anything you need else, to
tell
Jazz?
Me? Is there anything else you need to tell me?
Now, am I going to see another DM in which you say he touched you inappropriately, Jazz?
Oof. Maybe this is a new realm for Rusty Harden in terms of how messages get saved in the DMs. I don't know, but one woman he did not vet correctly.
Well, I'm sure Rusty has. No, I'm not saying Deshaun is guilty, but has he? I mean, he's taken a lot of L's here lately.
there may become a point where he's happened to take on a case of the undefendable client.
Yeah,
it's that just, it's not Rusty Harden. It's just that this is a loser from the get-go.
This is looking more. Yeah, Rusty. Guess what? Not even Rusty can.
There's too much to cover. There's too much to try to cross across T's and dot I's. There's too much out there. My first clue would have been like, there are 18 women who are actually coming to his defense. That's a lot of massage therapists.
That's right. I mean, not. Oh, look, there's 18 that say he didn't do it. He could have done it.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's 18 more.
Yeah. How many?
Dude, and you are a serial massage seeker.
He's an enthusiast. And Tony Busby, other thing we talked about earlier, Tony Busby said there are 5 that he couldn't verify, so he didn't even bring cases for them.
He could say whatever number.
I know, that's true, but why would he lie? I guess there's always a reason to lie, but he's already brought 22, so why would he have stopped at 27 if they were viable? Very well could be 5 more that are like, if there are 18 that said that everything was fine, there could be 5 more said things went poorly. I just don't think that there's enough to file a complaint.
Well, the other ones, see, this is all a he said, she said, though, anyway.
Yes.
Right? For the most part, it's a he said, she said. So his vetting of them is...
Well, I made...
At least they have some receipts of Instagram posts,
of
DMs,
a back and forth,
back and
like
forth
that.
Texts,
maybe,
or whatever.
Maybe these women didn't even,
didn't
have,
even
that.
Have that. 1030 ESPN 975, 713-780-3776.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Sports. ESPN 975. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1032 ESPN 97.5. Apparently, Tigers, I didn't see it. Did you see this? Tigers' accident was caused by excessive speed?
I didn't see that being... the cause.
I didn't see it either.
Because I just remember the story came out that they weren't
revealing it.
Yeah.
But how about that he didn't hit the brake or anything, though?
Well, we remember that there was no evidence that he tried to stop.
Yeah. And they thought maybe he was asleep. He fell asleep. Mm-hmm. I thought he was... texting was the most obvious to me, but obviously not. It was just excessive speed, and dude didn't even hit a brake.
Well, the excessive speed makes sense in regards to... the accident, because they're saying, we're looking at it right now, 83, TMZ has it 83 in a 45 zone at the time. But what made him not even try to stop?
I mean, was he going so fast he didn't even have time to hit the brake? Well, 83
and a 45.
Flying into a median.
Yeah, and looking at that car and where it wound up, I guess sometimes maybe he locked up and panicked when he saw what was coming his way.
Apparently,
the story was earlier, but now I guess maybe they're telling the world that it was excessive speed. Maybe that broke this morning, it looks like. So, I mean, not that we need to know why he was going 83 and didn't stop, didn't even show a sign of stopping, but if we leave it at that, that's a tidy explanation. He was just going too fast.
That doesn't make much sense. Let's get Lazy J in here. Hey, Lazy J, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
What do you say?
I got two quick questions for Dell right quick. Hey, Dell, is that Bad Baby? Is that worth $23.99 for OnlyFans?
I haven't signed up for that, so no, I wouldn't know. You could tell me, though.
I thought you were like the first. First day you was waiting in line, sign up for OnlyFans.
Sure. I had the countdown on my...
turned 18?
Yeah, I had the countdown on my computer, sure. What's next?
Got you. I think 17 is legal in Texas, but I'll take my word for it. Uh-oh. But, quick question about soccer, man. I wanted to get your thoughts on that game yesterday, Liverpool and Real. Do you think it was more Real winning that game, or it was more of the mistakes that Liverpool, they gave away a bunch of goals in that? So I just want to get your thoughts on that, and maybe who you got today is... rematch from last year, Bayer versus PSG. I hang up and listen. Love the show, guys.
I will tell you honestly, I was after the COVID vaccine and lunch, I did not see the Liverpool Real game. I just dozed off. Woke up after the game was over. As far as today, I'm taking Bayern to win that one. I like them at home. PSG, sure, attacking skill, but I'll take Bayern at home. But I didn't see the Liverpool game. I was conked out. Sorry for your soccer talk.
I would never pick the Germans, except they're playing the French. So I'm gonna take Germany.
I wasn't thinking about that, but sure.
All right. I just
the Germans.
It's the only time I'm on the German.
The
side.
Germans on home soil against the French.
Yeah, I don't care about the homes or anything.
Well, wouldn't
it's
you?
It's just I just hate the French.
Wouldn't you have just said, "Hey, the French have capitulated to Germany on their home soil before, yeah, but this time it's the reverse. It's in Germany."
They're actually going to go there.
They're going to Germany
and
to play.
Submit. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That is John's take. He's got the Germans.
Go there and lay down instead of staying home and laying down.
Except that there aren't really comprised of a lot of French players on the PSG team.
I don't care. They're from there.
Okay.
If it has anything to do with
Paris Saint Germain.
Yeah. 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 I can't stand them. Okay. I just can't. I'm sorry, French
what
people.
What if I told you?
All you Frenchies out there.
Why do you hate the French?
Because they're rude.
You're rude.
I'm not rude.
Yes,
rude.
You should fall right in line with them. You're rude.
I'm anything but rude.
Okay, sure.
Got into an argument last night at the dinner about paying players last night.
Do this outside of work too?
Yes, yes.
I couldn't even imagine.
Chris was so Chris.
Stupid about it, right?
Well, I mean, it's not paying. It's NIL.
Why is that still confusing for people?
I don't know. I don't get it. Well, there are some. Actually, it was with a guy who's in college football, and well, he was like, "Hey, I'm all for it because we got a lot of big donors here. I'm all for
it."
I'm
sure there's owning stuff.
But there are. But Congress is getting stupid. Like half of all receipts will go to a giant pool.
That ain't happening.
Yeah, that ain't. I mean, that's. But the NIL.
It seems pretty simple.
Well, no. Well, then it's going to be college. Then it'll get sleazy. As opposed to now?
What sport are you watching?
As opposed to now?
I thought we all had.
No, then only the biggest names are going to get paid. As opposed to now?
Actually, I think it would open it up for others. Like maybe some wild personality who's, I don't know, the on special teams gets a deal because people love him in town and he gets a couple bucks.
Or how about you invent Uber? And as an app that's like comparable to Uber, and you can actually still play college football.
Yeah, I've talked about it a lot. I said every time this topic is brought up, there are multiple and actually quite a few college athletes who don't play the revenue generating sports who have big followings on social media because they developed it over years. They do the day in a life stuff like, hey, it's game day for insert women's basketball player. I'm going to walk you through a game day here or practice or we're traveling. And those things get a lot of views because people like to see the inside stuff of even a sport they may not normally watch, but this girl or woman is engaging and they like her. And she's got, I don't know, 200,000 subscribers. She'll get to monetize that now.
Absolutely. And well, how about if they're out there tailgating and they say, your quarterback's got to come out to our tailgate or we'll pay him. I'm like,
what?
What? I mean, does Jimbo go out and get paid at tailgates? No, he's working. the kid's working. He can't do it that day.
Yeah, you know what I imagine is going to happen? Before the Miami-Alabama game, if this rule went into effect, Nick Saban's going to let Bryce Young go hang out before the game.
Yeah. No.
What?
Well, but then he's going to have a – well, then he won't get paid by – yeah, no, he won't get paid on game day.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know what? Then after the game, he can go out and see them. Or – how about he does it on a Monday night appearance at their car dealership or whatever?
Yeah, because you know what's going to be great for that business? If Bryce Young's hanging out with them before tailgate, goes and throws three picks,
You
think that business is going to be appreciated by the fan
base?
You
know what they're going to say? Hey, dumbass, leave our quarterback alone.
Exactly. That who are you talking to about this?
Oh, my goodness. I was like,
see, this is why
all of these, well, I don't want it to change. You don't want it to change?
This is why.
I'm sorry, it's not gonna be convenient for you that
how does it hurt them?
Yeah, how does it bother you in any way?
Why does it bother you?
well, then it's going to be just a free-for-all, as opposed to now?
I think we had a tacit agreement between all of us that we understood college sports is sleazy, but we just don't get into it very much.
No, we understand it. You know what? That's a dirty little secret that we want to keep, you know, over here.
Understood, but I thought we all knew about it.
No, well, we just don't talk about it. But it's back in the recesses because we care about amateur athletics, because amateurs shouldn't get paid, because we decided a long time ago amateurs shouldn't get paid, even though we're going to spend all this money on tickets, all this money on travel, all this money on paraphernalia, all of this money that we're going to spend, but amateur athletics, that's pure.
So the guy who's coaching the amateur athletics can make multi-millions of dollars, can go to camps and make money, right, can get paid for appearances to make money.
They're worth it.
But the guys who he's coaching should stay.
And, oh, by the way, they can sign multi-million dollar deals that they can just renege on at any time and go wherever they want, while you want to keep your kid, that kid, from going anywhere ever, because this transfer portal is horrible for all of us. Okay.
The coaching carousel is a transfer portal every year.
It is. Every year.
Every year. It's the same deal. Well, you know, you think Texas Tech is feeling good that Chris Beard's now at Texas when he was under contract? And yet, it happened. And millions of dollars exchange hands from Texas to Tech for the buyout, and he gets to coach at Texas. But hey, our second string running back who doesn't get any time can't go. He shouldn't be able to leave.
Where's he going?
See, this is why I don't like friends. I don't like talking sports outside of here, because I would just get exhausted by these conversations. Stop it, people.
Yeah.
But those are your friends you'll let in your house, so.
No, we were out at a dinner. Oh. I wouldn't let him in. But I was like, are you kidding me?
Okay.
Wow. Something is going on here. I don't know. Well, we're going to talk about it on News of the Weird. That's going to be next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. A lot of racism going on, Del. A lot of racism. Cinderella Production. The Cinderella production has been canceled in Minnesota theater because the cast was 98% white.
Frankly, there's just too many white people.
Apparently, that was the case.
What's the population of that area? Is it 98% white? Wouldn't it be pretty white, that area?
It's Minnesota.
And it's not a big city, right?
Honestly.
So I'm assuming in that part, they're in the country, there might be just a lot of white people.
I don't care if it's Minneapolis. It's pretty white. Who wants to live up there? I'm going south, okay?
So
if I'm a person of color,
I would just ask the demographic breakdown of the city. Maybe you can't avoid it. 98% white. Hey, we're actually doing pretty good. The city is 99% white. We had to search out minorities for the roles.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what that... the breakdown of that town.
New research shows more people blame video games on school shootings by white perpetrators. Do you think that video games are causing
white perpetrators to shoot up schools?
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Are we saying that white kids or just white perpetrators are more susceptible to video game violence?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't.
What's in the genetic makeup that makes them more likely?
Whitey.
That's one reason. I would say don't make excuses for yourself that video games are the reason you're doing. You know, more people than white people play video games with guns in them. You know, I mean, I know Myers Leonard is the face of it now. But I think he might have been playing Call of Duty. I don't remember. But other people than white people play Call of Duty. So when they commit a crime, are we going to blame Call of Duty for that too? Or is it just white people who get affected?
Just
by
white people. Huh. That's all. Apparently, if you have any pigmentation in your skin, you're immune to it.
You're immune. Okay. The video games won't affect you negatively.
Right. No. Apparently, 11 Ukrainian women are in trouble in Dubai. They have been arrested for public debauchery after they turned heads in the Emirate by posing nude on a high-rise balcony. Here's the picture of it. It's in the New York Post.
Oh, look at that.
I mean, look at that.
I can see shapes, but I can't really see real much definition. It looks like a lot of naked women.
It's a lot of naked women.
Do you think when you go to a country that may have stricter laws against, you know, maybe not all that great for women, that posing nude is a bad idea?
I'm seeing more than that, actually. I'm seeing about 12 or 13 or 14 of them. And I think they should be arrested because there's not much booty here. I mean, they're all pretty skinny.
Well, this is another what does she look like thing for you, isn't it? I would just say, look.
I mean, it's not like they look bad, but yeah. I mean, if it's all from behind.
If you're in a foreign country that you don't know the rules for, really, although public nudity is pretty much against the law everywhere, maybe watch it a little bit.
Man, they're all just hanging out in this apartment. All just naked.
Wait, it was a private apartment?
Well, yes. And there's a guy who's clothed.
Taking photos?
No, he's playing the piano. And then all of these naked women, there's about 20 of them just hanging out.
Now,
this is a party.
You add that it's a private apartment, then why is it illegal? Because they published the photos? Is that the problem?
No, they were in public outside. Oh. People were seen on the balcony.
Okay, gotcha.
And they were arrested. I don't think they should be arrested. I think they should be lauded for their behavior.
I'm
not from Dubai.
Yeah, you don't know the rules. I thought the booty thing was your biggest problem, though.
And I do have a bit of a problem with that, but I can get over that.
Is it you saying there's too much pancake?
There's a lot. There's no meat. Apparently, they don't feed them too well in Dubai.
Look, less pancake, less bread, more fruit, like a peach.
Yeah. We need it to be peachier.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate for those ladies.
This appears to be a pancake breakfast.
Not a fruit one.
Hey,
add some fruit to that breakfast.
Yeah. A little. Family of California man who died after taco eating contest at a minor league baseball game is suing for negligence. He participated in a taco eating contest and then died. He choked on the food during the competition. Do you think that they should have used hard shell tacos or soft shell tacos?
Well, did he choke because he stuffed a soft shell really quickly? I think hard shell, I mean, I know a harder piece could lodge, but I feel like I would choke much more easily on a soft shell in a contest because I feel like hard shell would cut up your mouth, so you're a bit more careful. I got to know the logistics. Was it soft shell tacos?
Well, they're not. I guess you could choke because you could.
Yeah,
because you could just be dry.
Yeah,
and you'd be.
Yeah, and you think because of soft shell, you can see all. Now we're talking about fin stuff in your mouth and your throat, and which makes me think of this.
I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong.
Did one of the family members say that about him?
Yeah, apparently.
I don't look eating for contests. I've never got. I know people enjoy it. It seems like just a freak show thing to me. If I'm eating, I just want to enjoy it.
Yeah. Philippines man allegedly died when he was forced to do 300 squats as punishment for breaking COVID-19 curfew rules. Do you think that you'll die from doing 300 squats?
Nah, I got that vaccine, son. Yeah. I ain't breaking rules. I'm doing everything the government wants me to do. I'm not dying from squats.
Do you know who Luis Adriano is?
Older soccer player?
He's
retired?
Apparently, he tested positive for COVID-19 and then went out and ran over a cyclist.
You think one of those...
Maybe he was distraught about... I don't know.
You think one led to the other?
Yeah.
Luis Adriano tests positive for COVID, but then escapes quarantine and runs over cyclists. That's what a headline by the Daily Mail.
Yeah. Congratulations to him. Now, Now, which are you in more trouble for?
I feel like bodily harm to the cyclist.
Yeah, probably. Apparently, there's been a sharp rise in parents seeking to ban anti-racist books in U.S. schools. Do you think that we should ban all racist books, including Dr. Seuss?
But the family pulled that themselves. That's the thing that people keep forgetting. The foundation, Dr. Seuss, did pulled those books. I mean, I don't know if they caught a lot of heat for them, but the government didn't step in. They did that themselves. I don't know if pulling all anti-racist books is great. I mean,
I think there's going to be very few books left.
Well, considering who wrote them initially, who wrote those older books,
what the content is.
Yeah. Like, I love Huck Finn as a kid, but there's some aggressive language.
Oh yeah,
there's talking about Jim.
Yeah,
yeah. So, I mean, I know that book is controversial because of that particular language. I was a kid and I was like,
Huck Finn ain't making it. No more.
Was like a 12 or 13 reading. I was like, huh, this is aggressive.
Jim?
That's his name? What? Is that his first name?
Why? Wow.
I mean, him and Huck seem like friends and Huck still calls him that?
They didn't call, hey, Whitey Huck.
No. There's a, I know you don't watch it because it's cartoon stuff, but there's a Falcon and the Winter Soldier, this new Marvel show on Disney Plus. One of the kids is a black kid because the Falcon's walking through Baltimore. He goes, hey, it's a black Falcon. He's like, black Falcon? Are you the black kid? No, I'm just a Falcon. You don't have to call me the black Falcon. Because I'm black. I'm just a Falcon.
White kid.
It was actually a black kid. He called him, are you the black kid? Yeah, Huck Finn. Is that even when your kids had to have a sign reading, were they reading Huck Finn? Or that a book that was like, nah. Yeah. No one's reading this.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but we had to read it as a kid, and I was like, great story, but some of the language.
Dude.
That's his name?
Why can't he just be Jim? Hey, Jim.
Yeah. You're his friend,
Huck. Who just happened to be black.
Yeah, you're his friend, Huck. You don't have to call him that.
What about your enemies?
Well, I'm sure they're using the same terms.
Maybe. 1055 ESPN 97.5. We're done. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Y'all have a great day, everybody.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.